Welcome back. The third annual South Shore Conference for Women is coming up later on this month at the Boston Marriott Hotel here in Quincy. We're so pleased to welcome the chairwoman of that event, Kathy Brigette, to tell us what it's all about and how you might be able to participate. Kathy, thanks for coming over.
Thanks, Joe. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Yes. When I first got the information about the conference, I said, first of all, I've never heard of it. And this is the third annual, so I need to learn about it.
Right.
And second of all, women in particular over the past year and a half during this pandemic have been particularly impacted.
Right.
So I know that's a lot of what the focus of the conference is going to be. Matter of fact, the theme is reconnect, renew, and repurpose, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to learn about that.
Right.
First, tell us about yourself, if you could.
So my name is Kathy Brigette. I'm originally from Milton, grew up in Milton, and I live in Pembroke right now. And I am the co-founder of an online women's magazine called Herself 360.
Herself 360.
Yes.
Okay. So the entire woman.
Yes.
Right?
Around
all
the whole
360
circle.
Degrees. Okay.
The full circle. And so I joined the She's Local group 3 years ago when they first started the South Shore Conference.
Okay.
So, and this year I'm chairperson for the,
okay,
for the event.
What is She's Local?
So She's Local started in about 2017. Jen Maceda, Alex Carlton, and five other women decided that they really wanted to point out the women in the community. And so they started a conference in the Metro West area that was a little bit smaller than the bigger conferences here, mm-hmm, the Massachusetts conference, which is gigantic and costs a lot of money to go to.
Okay.
And you have to pay a lot of money to park. They wanted to do it within the communities of the women. And it's amazing the way they have the whole thing set up. So what they do is a couple of months before the conference, they have meetings where women can come in and talk about from the community and talk about what they want to hear about and what they want to learn about and what's important to them.
Mm.
And then they find the women locally within the community that can speak to that, to what the women are looking for.
Okay.
And so the first one was in Metro West in 2017, and they sold out the first year. The second year, same thing, and there was a woman from the South Shore that had been to both of the conferences, Michelle Woodbury, and she begged Jen Maceda for them to come here on the South Shore because it's really hard for us to get into Boston or, you know, into those bigger areas to try and see all the things that we want to talk about and learn about. So in 2019, we had the first event here at the Marriott, and we sold out.
Really?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Okay.
There were so many amazing people. The lineup is local women, but it's local women who are really doing amazing things, yet flying under the radar, mm, that people aren't really aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. So
yeah,
it's to bring a highlight, I guess, to those women and their accomplishments.
It's to bring a highlight,
yeah,
to those women, but it's also to help the women within the community know those women are there.
Yes.
You know, to help them out.
Yeah. So yeah, what are some of the things that, you know, women are concerned about in particular?
This year has been a very hard year for women, but we've, you know, come through. We're finding new ways to do things,
mm-hmm,
that we weren't able to do before. A lot of it is entrepreneurship, women starting new businesses.
Okay.
There's health. There's 10 panels. So in each one of the 10 panels, there's three women that are chosen. So that's another part of the way it works out is they have they have registration where you can sign up to be a speaker.
Yep.
And then based on what everyone in the community has decided they want to talk about or hear about, they pick, we have 30 speakers. So we had about,
really,
100 people apply,
yep,
for to be speakers. And then out of those 100, they pick 30 that they think will go the best,
okay,
with the panels that they've chosen to speak about.
Okay. It's an all-day event, right? It's
it is. It starts in the morning. It,
yeah,
actually, the first event starts the night before.
Okay.
It's a cocktail hors d'oeuvre event for all the panelists and speakers to meet with each other.
Okay.
Which is really nice because then everybody gets to know each other and we all, you know, everybody gets introduced to everyone. And it's a smaller group.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's comfortable with working with everyone. And we have Christine Hurley, who's a comedian, will be there that night for that event.
All right. So a little icebreaker,
A little icebreaker to get everything going.
Okay.
Yep.
Was there a question as to whether or not you'd be able to actually do this event in person?
We have actually, so this year it's a hybrid model.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because we weren't sure what was going to happen right up until this last couple of weeks. Yep. We were like, we might not be able to do this.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But last year when we did it online, it was great too.
Okay.
People loved it online too. And this makes it, with the hybrid model, this makes it able, you know, people from everywhere to be able to visit it. You
exactly.
know? So if they're not on the South Shore, but maybe they're from the South Shore, but they're living somewhere else, they can still be involved with, you know, the conference.
It might be the wave of the future,
yes.
you know, these hybrid events,
hybrid
particularly
models.
Events
yeah.
like this, where you have presenters,
yes.
you know, putting out information and people are able to just kind of passively sit back and take what they need, right?
Right.
You know. Yeah. How many folks do you think will attend in person?
We have four. We're set up for 400
wow.
right now.
Okay.
And we're almost sold out.
Okay.
You know, there's only like 100 or 75 tickets left. For sale. So
okay.
Go get it.
Go get it right now, yeah. So what are the 30 topics, I guess, if you will, Kathy?
Well, there are 10 topics with three women on each topic.
Oh, okay.
Three women or a panel of three women talking about the topic. And their entrepreneurship, communicating during this whole hybrid, you know, online and in person, taking care of yourself, let me see, entrepreneurship, communications. There's like two communications, two entrepreneur, two well-being, and two self-care.
Okay.
I think that's 10 altogether.
Okay, okay.
And there'll be panels that are speaking to all of those topics.
I'm guessing that child care has been a huge issue for women over this past year and a half.
Yes.
Trying, number one, to take care of their families.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, educate their children at home.
Right, at home.
Yeah.
And women that aren't teachers.
And number three, maybe work a full-time job.
Right.
Possibly from home as well.
Yes.
Is that going to be brought up during this conference?
Yes, all of that is going to be spoken to during the conference. I'm not so much sure about the daycare, but all the other things that you discussed.
Yeah, it's one of the main issues that women haven't been able to return to the workforce in some cases. There was a report you might have heard from the State Senate just earlier this week about how the pandemic has particularly impacted women, and that was one of the major issues was childcare. And elder care, too, if they have parents at home trying to do that as well. Yeah, you're nodding your head.
Yes, that is one of the topics is the elder care. That was one of the topics of the last 2 years was elder care.
Is that right?
Because it really gets harder and harder. I know myself, I'm going through it right now.
Okay, so,
I'm
still trying to juggle.
But I think with the child care, it's more, because there's so many families that have, you know, people with existing disease, you know, diseases and things like that, they're afraid to put their child in daycare, you know, so.
Well, they've just authorized vaccines for even younger children.
I know, I saw
so
that.
That
I'm very excited about
should,
that.
Should offer some freedom for some parents.
Yeah.
So if you could kind of run down the agenda for that day. It's October 28th, 8:15 to 5 at the Marriott Hotel.
Yeah, so it starts in the morning, 8:30.
Okay, it says,
Does it say 8?
It says 8:15.
8:15, okay, 8:15. Usually it's 8:30 because by the time we get everybody in there and sit down. So the first keynote speaker is at 8:15, and that is Joanna Dutra, who is a creative marketing woman from the South Shore. She has a creative marketing company design. And then after that, they will have the panel set up. And what will happen is, I think they have five panels set up in the morning, and you have a chance to go to two of those panels during the morning. And then the next keynote speaker is J.C. Monahan, who is a news broadcaster from Channel 10.
Mm-hmm.
And she will speak during lunch, so there'll be lunch. And then they will do the panels again. You'll be able to go to two of the five panels. They'll be recording those panels also so that people will be able to see them on Zoom.
Oh, very good.
The Zoom won't have all 10 panels because we just don't have the wherewithal to record all of that.
Yeah.
But you will be able to see 4 of the panels that will be going through.
Okay.
So it would have been the same as if you had been there.
Right.
You only can see 4 out of the 10 panels.
Yeah, there's only so much time in the day, right?
There's only so much time in the day.
Okay.
And then after that, there's a cocktail hour again for people to just, you know, congregate and talk to each other. And there's also set up, I don't know if you've ever been in the Marriott, mm-hmm. but the room, there's a big long hallway mm-hmm. in between all of the rooms. And so we have about 24 or 25 exhibitors that'll be set up that people can go to the exhibitors and purchase items
okay.
or see what's there.
Women-owned businesses, I'm assuming?
All women-owned businesses,
okay.
yeah. They also, I think Dove is going to be there.
Yes, okay.
And the Better Business Bureau will be there.
Okay.
So there's those smaller type of companies that Dove, they're a nonprofit, so they get to come in and we're excited about them coming
yes.
in.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, they're having their own fundraiser coming up that weekend, actually.
Is it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and then the sponsors really make it available for women to be there at the $52 price.
Yeah.
And so we have South Shore Hospital or South Shore Health
right.
is one of our big yeah. sponsors. Mass General, Brigham and Women's is one of our big sponsors. Belvin, which is a woman-owned technology company. Mm. And then the Better Business Bureau is one of our sponsors too.
Okay.
And Northeastern Bank is one of the bigger sponsors.
Okay, to make it possible.
Yeah, to make it affordable. Possible. But even the exhibit spaces are very affordable, you know, for most women's small business.
Yeah. Is there still opportunity for presenters, Kathy, or is that?
No, the presenters are all, so those are all taken care of.
Okay.
Like I said, we do the open meetings where people can decide what
yeah.
the panels are going to be, and then those 100 people, we have to pick them, and then those are the speakers.
That's done.
That's done.
Okay.
And then the keynote speakers have already been chosen,
yep.
too. So all of that is all taken care of months before,
mm-hmm.
you know. Right now, the panels are meeting to get to know each other and
mm-hmm.
to discuss what they're going to be discussing during their presentations.
Who do you think would benefit from going to the conference?
I think every woman would benefit.
Okay.
If you're looking for a job,
yep.
there's going to be lots of women there with businesses that may be looking for new employees. If you're looking to meet other women that might be doing the same thing as you and might be able to help you do more of what you're doing, that would be a great place. And then they're speaking to, like, J.C. Monahan is going to speak to mental health.
Mm.
And so people that want to hear about, you know, things that are being done mental health-wise because of all the things that have happened over the last couple of months.
Yes, okay.
She'll be speaking to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have you taken away from the conferences over the past couple of years? How have they helped you?
Well, because of Herself 360,
mm-hmm.
We're always looking for women to write stories
mm-hmm.
To help other women in any place that they may be, or help the person who's writing the story with a problem that they might be having. So I have met some amazing women,
mm.
like just the hundreds of amazing women,
mm-hmm.
and I've brought all of them in to the magazine to be able to write their stories if they want to share it with other women. I've also met great networking partners, people that have helped me. Michelle Woodbury, who is from Two Sisters Living,
okay.
which is a senior advisory living company, and she's actually helping me with my mom right
now. Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's just so many people, and it's all women-owned businesses, and it feels so much better, you know, using the local people that you know and trust.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With anything that you might have
yeah.
to do.
So you mentioned there were larger conferences. I wasn't aware that...
There's a conference in Massachusetts called the Massachusetts Women's Conference.
Oh, there is.
It's at the BCEC in Boston.
Okay.
It usually goes for 2 or 3 days, and the tickets are about $1,000.
Yeah, so it's not affordable for
no,
a lot of...
No, and it's in Boston.
Yeah.
You know, It's and then the parking is even more money.
Oh, just
money.
Logistically, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know. So these local, She's Local has actually started, so Metro West, then they started South Shore. Now they're doing Merrimack Valley and there's some other one too. I'm not sure where it is, but in the smaller communities where women really want to, you know, meet and and learn from other women in their community.
Sure.
And they're able to do that with these smaller conferences.
Yeah. Are you utilizing social media at all, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have a board of directors for each one of the conferences, and I probably have 20 people on my board of directors.
Well.
And so those are broken up into committees.
Mm-hmm.
During the whole year when we're creating the whole event. And we have a communication committee, we have an inclusion committee, we have a speaker committee, and all of those committees, it's their job to really get the word out to all the places that we try to get the word out to. So this year with the inclusion committee, we tried to go, you know, we're trying to find LGBTQ, we're trying to find women of color, we're trying and putting all of that information out there so that everyone can see and be able to be part of the event.
Yes. Okay. So you really are trying to make it all inclusive.
All
inclusive. And empowering, it sounds like, right?
Yes.
Empowering these women.
That's a good word.
to grow either themselves or their business or both.
Or their business or both, yes.
You're an example of that. You're a magazine publisher.
Yes.
digital, right?
Right.
How did that happen?
My daughter and I, my oldest daughter Jennifer and I, did the Women's March on Washington in 2017.
Okay.
We took a bus to Washington.
Did you really?
Yes,
wow.
We did. And it was phenomenal.
Mm.
Like, it was one of the most amazing things I've ever done. The feeling while you were there was a feeling of camaraderie. Like, everybody was just so nice to everybody. It was just really great. And we heard some amazing stories while we were there, like all the women, why they went, what they were doing there. And so I thought, you know, I really want to do something that shares women's stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many women out there that have amazing stories that other people would so be able to take something from them. And so I started talking to a couple of people about it. And at the time I was working for a technology company that was sold in October of 2017. So I didn't have a job anymore.
Right.
And
yeah.
So I thought, oh, here's my big
window
chance.
Opens.
Window door. Open. Yeah,
door's
door,
closed.
Yeah, door closes.
Okay.
Another one opens. And so we started it in 2017, and we just put our 46th issue up.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah,
wow.
So we have over 1,000 stories on the website that women have shared.
And that's the interesting part. It's really kind of an open platform, right?
Yes.
It's not you editing it. It's
well,
it's
it is me edit. So I create the pages.
Okay.
People send me the stories.
Yes.
And then I create the pages on the website.
Okay.
So it's not open so that anybody can put any story up there.
Okay.
So every month, we have a media calendar. Every month we try to go around, you know, what's going on during that month.
Yes.
Like, October is
Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Sure, yeah. Sure.
Right. And so we've had stories of women who have gone through that and written the story and told how they came out the other side
and
a better person, or, you know.
Yeah. So you curate those.
Yes.
And learn from them at the same time,
I'm
sure.
Yes. And I love talking to them. That's my favorite thing to do, is to talk to all these people.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Anything else we should let folks know about right now, about the conference?
It's October 28th.
Yep.
It is at the Quincy Marriott. The tickets are $52.
And they're going fast.
Okay. You can get your ticket at sheslocal.org.
Okay.
And click on social conference.
Okay.
And that's how you do it.
Thanks for coming over, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Joe. I really appreciate
it. Oh, it's our pleasure. Hope it helps get the word out for
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.